Wer aber dem Herrn anhängt, ist ein Geist mit ihm. Fliegt die Unzucht. Jede Sünde, die ein Mensch begehen mag, ist außerhalb des Leibes. Wer aber Unzucht treibt, sündigt gegen den eigenen Leib. Oder wisst ihr nicht, dass euer Leib ein Tempel des Heiligen Geistes in euch ist, den ihr von Gott habt? Und dass ihr nicht euch selbst gehört, denn ihr seid um einen hohen Preis erkauft worden. Verherrlicht nun Gott mit eurem Leib.
So, the mystery of the body.
Das ist das Geheimnis des Leibes.
You know, we don't fully understand
wir verstehen das nicht ganz.
The body.
Diesen Leib verstehen wir nicht ganz.
But you know, maybe we should just ask ourselves some questions.
Aber vielleicht sollten wir uns selbst als Christen fragen,
how is it that God, who is a spirit,
wie kann es sein, dass Gott, der Geist ist,
wants to live in your body?
In einem Körper lebt.
If he says that you have, know you not that your body is the temple of the Lord.
Es steht hier, wisst ihr nicht, dass euer Leib der Tempel ist?
You know, so why would a spirit want to dwell in a physical body?
Wieso möchte deshalb der Geist in einem physischen Körper?
If not that body,
wenn nicht dieser Leib,
which is spirit, which is physical,
der physisch ist,
actually has an origin in the spirit.
Ein Ursprung im Geist hat.
You know, if not that this physical body is actually spiritual.
Deshalb ist dieser physische Leib eigentlich geistig.
You know, so is it that we have just been known just a physical manifestation of the, of what we call body?
So dass es eine physische Manifestation, der Körper ist eine physische Manifestation.
As a medical person,
als Mediziner,
I'm telling you, you've not seen anything.
Sage ich euch, es gibt nichts.
You know, as a hematologist,
ich bin Hämatologist.
You know, you have to look at, you know, microscope, and you're looking at the cells of the body.
Meine Arbeit ist, dass ich durch Mikroskop schaue und die Blutkörperchen
schaue. I tell my residents, you know, the younger doctors, I said you have to enjoy looking at the cells.
Und meinen Schülern sage ich, ihr müsst euch daran
freuen,
die Zellen
zu schauen. So the more you look, the more you see.
Wenn je mehr ihr schaut, desto mehr seht ihr.
So I'll probably take a slide and I can spend 2 or 3 hours just looking at a slide.
Und so nehme ich 2 oder sogar 3 Stunden, um ein einziges Bild anzuschauen.
You see different cells, different arrangement, different patterns.
Man sieht verschiedene Muster.
And then you can even go deeper.
Und man kann auch darüber hinaus tiefer gehen.
You know, you take just one aspect of the cell and you can go into a deeper arrangement.
Dann nimmt man nur einen Aspekt einer Zelle und kann da in die Struktur noch hineinschauen.
I hear now they have something even beyond the atom. Atom is no longer the smallest part of the cell.
Wissenschaftler haben noch etwas kleineres gefunden als das Atom. Es gibt noch ein kleineres
Teilchen. So it's gone deeper. And even at that point, it is all organized.
Und selbst da ist alles organisiert.
The organization in the body, there's nothing that man can has ever done that's close to it.
Diese Struktur im Körper ist nichts, was sich ein Mensch hätte ausdenken können.
The body is so well organized, super organized.
Der Körper ist auf unglaubliche Weise organisiert.
And the body heals itself.
Und der Körper kann sich selbst heilen.
You know, it's self-organized. And it renews itself. Sorry. It renews, every part that's broken is renewed.
Und alles, was kaputt geht, kann wiederhergestellt werden.
You know, and the energy management is so perfect.
Und das Management, die Energien, die fließen, sind wirklich vollkommen organisiert.
You know, when you eat,
wenn man isst,
the blood flow changes. It comes to the part of the body that needs that blood.
Da kommt das, fließt das Blut dahin, wo das Blut gebraucht wird.
Because, you know, whatever is broken down has to be transported.
Denn das, was aufgebrochen wurde, muss auch wegtransportiert werden.
So that's why you feel weak.
Deshalb fühlt man sich
because
stark.
The blood goes from your brain, because your brain doesn't need it at that time.
Weil das Blut aus dem Kopf rausgeht, weil man es
it comes to the tummy. It's all, you know, within, because that's where you are doing digesting, isn't it?
Weil man da ja die Verdauung.
You know, so you feel weak and tired, you want to lie down and rest. You know what? The body slows down. It conserves the energy. And uses it somewhere that is necessary. And then some parts of the body shut down. Because there's no point, you don't need it at that time. And then you have an injury. Just, you have a little cut on the finger. And all the attention of the body is directed at that cut. You know, all the essential cells, they go there. And within minutes, you form a blood clot. And then the process of healing starts. And you know, just as you may not know, there's injury in your body all the time. And you have those who, you know, that you have cells that are repairing the body. You know, you have cells that are supplying this, supplying that. It's the organization is marvelous. You know, and every day they are discovering more and more proteins. More and more functions. They are writing the books. And there's super specialization. So you think you know so much, then a new knowledge comes out and you have to specialize in that one. So you don't know anything else, but just one little part, you are a specialist. Amen. God is really trying to say that, you know, I know all. Hallelujah. You know, so that's what God is saying to us, brethren. About the body. You know, so the best way to walk is in the body. And, you know, so I think I have an attitude. You know, there was something I didn't know until maybe about a month ago. I didn't know. I thought I knew it. And that's about the body. God said to me, you cannot walk with everyone. See, you cannot walk with everyone. You know, I'm an emotional person. You know, I want everyone to be at peace. I want to walk with everybody. I want to please everyone. I want to be friends with everyone. God says, it doesn't work like that. You cannot walk with everyone. But you can fellowship with everyone. And you should fellowship with everyone. But you cannot walk with all. Then he began to show me the body. There are certain tissues or parts of the body that cannot work together. You cannot walk together. Do you know you have the highest concentration of acid in your body? Acid. Hydrochloric acid. Hydrochloric acid. The concentration can go as low as 1% or 2%. Hydrochloric acid. In your tummy. In your tummy. Is there in your tummy? Acid. It will destroy every other tissue in your body. Yeah, it will break it down. But see, God puts it in the stomach because that is where God has made provision for it. So you have a mucous membrane that can deal with the acid. You know, and it keeps it within that sac. And the ulcer is when it breaks down. That covering breaks down. And then the acid begins to eat the body. So you have a pain. You say you have an ulcer pain, and it's a terrible pain. Those who have ulcer is a terrible pain. You know, so that's when disease comes in. So you cannot take that acid and put it anywhere else in the body.
Yes.
If you took the acid and you brought it close to the eye, it will dissolve it. To break it down. To destroy it. So they can't work together. The only way the acid can work is to put it in the stomach. That's where God made for it to be. You know, so I understood that. I said, fine. You know, but you are, if everyone will feel we can walk with everybody. We feel we can walk with everyone. And that's why we'll be having problems. Because we are not following the order in the body. You know, and the Bible says that, of course, when that came, as I was asking God, you know, trying looking at it, then the scripture started coming. I spoke with Brother Isaac. I said, this is something that I'm seeing. I said, yes. The scripture says, can two walk together except they are agreed?
Work.
Okay. W-O-R-K, okay. Sorry.
Können zwei miteinander arbeiten, es sei denn, sie haben darüber übereingestimmt?
Yes. And he said, you walk with the people that agree together with you, that have the same vision.
Man geht nur mit denen, die gleiche Vision haben.
If someone doesn't have the same vision with you,
wenn jemand nicht die gleiche Vision hat wie du, die gleiche
you cannot Ziel, walk with him.
Dann kann man nicht gemeinsam den Weg gehen.
It's not saying that you are not brethren.
Das bedeutet nicht, dass man keine Geschwister
you are brethren.
Geschwister,
but God hasn't given you the same burdens.
Aber Gott hat dir nicht dieselbe Sicht gegeben.
He hasn't given you the same vision.
Er hat dir nicht dieselbe Zielvision gegeben.
And when you bring it together,
und wenn man das zusammenträgt,
there's confusion.
Gibt es,
quarreling,
ja,
strife, confusion, and everything slows down. Nothing is happening.
Und alles.
Because we are not following the order in the body.
Weil wir nicht der Ordnung des Leibes folgen.
I just learned that about a month ago.
Ungefähr vor vier Wochen habe ich das gelernt.
And I'm a free man.
Und das hat mich erleichtert.
I'm free.
Ich bin frei geworden.
Because I know those that have the same body with me.
Ich kenne also die auch mit mir im Leib sind.
You know, so one of the things I learned, you know, very early, God said, you go to the people that want you to come to them.
Sure.
Und da hat Gott mir gesagt, geh zu den Menschen, die möchten, dass du kommst.
Isn't that what God told Brother Seth?
Yes, das hat Gott auch Bruder Seth gesagt.
Say go. Say, how will I know the people you have sent me to? He said, the people that receive the word, those are the ones that I've sent you to.
Geh zu denen, die hören wollen.
Why would you waste time?
Warum sollte man seine Zeit mit dem verbringen?
With the people that don't want you.
Mit Menschen, die dich nicht wollen.
They don't want you.
Die dich nicht hören möchten.
They don't want your ministry. They don't respect you. They resist you. And you want to go to them. Save yourself all the trouble. Go to those who want you. Who are crying for you. Spend more time with them. Hallelujah. So this is all new to me. And I think I'm getting into peace. Amen. But the truth of the matter is that there are people who do not want you.
Es gibt viele Menschen, die nicht wollen.
There are people who will not accept you.
Die dich nicht akzeptieren.
They will be critical of you.
Die kritisch dir gegenüber.
They will run you down. They do all sorts of things.
Sie werden mit dir nicht nette Sachen machen.
Just leave them.
Aber lass sie.
Yes.
You don't quarrel with them.
Du musst dich nicht mit ihnen streiten.
You rather go to those who you are at peace with.
Sondern
hallelujah.
Die, die dich hören möchten.
So I think God is saying something to us. We need to look at our mechanism of operation.
Deshalb müssen wir uns die Mechanismen in
unserer the other thing that I also saw in the body is that the body does not work by committees.
Yes.
Es hilft nichts, Versprechen zu machen. Das funktioniert der Körper nicht.
We want to have a meeting in Germany.
Wenn man ein Treffen in Deutschland haben möchte.
So let's form a committee.
Also es geht nicht um Komitees.
Your job will be to organize.
Also Komitees, die verschiedene Dinge organisieren.
Well, the church, that is the way the church started that. Well, that's how we've been operating. But and we've had problem in the eldership among the brethren. Because someone says if you are going to go to Germany, you must inform everybody. We must all be in agreement. Because that's the body, isn't it? So? That's not the body. Is that how you walk? When you want to eat, you call a meeting of the body. Now, let us agree that we should go and eat. Let us agree now that this body will go and eat. Is that what you do? When you want to eat, do you have a meeting with your body? Saying that, does everyone agree that we should eat? Is that what you do? When you want to eat, you eat. If you want to move this hand, do you have a meeting? Let's all agree, can I move this hand? Is that how you function? The head, and the hand moves.
This is the cup, and then takes the hand.
So, if God gives you, he's showing you a burden.
When God dir eine Last aufs Herz legt,
you function.
Tust es einfach.
Yeah.
You function.
Dann machst du das.
Now, the problem is the coordination.
Das Problem ist die Koordination.
And the coordination comes by the Spirit.
Und die Koordination kommt nur durch den Geist.
You know, like Brother Martin showed us the other day. You know, you have two spots. You know, what we used to do before is that to connect it, we would draw a line, isn't it? So? But when you bring it together, you see that there is no distance between the two. And in the Spirit, there is no distance. There is no distance in the Spirit. So, if we are one body, it means that we're actually one. So, if there is a word from the head, move your hand. Every other part of that body hears that same word. That word is there.
you
didn't hear it because you are not listening. But if you go up in the Spirit, you hear the same word. The words are there.
Die Worte sind da.
You know, if I get a television and put on now, I will see Obama, I will see Angela Merkel, I will see all those guys. They are here, in this room.
Wenn man das Fernsehen anstellt, dann hört man Obama, Frau Merkel, oder wen auch immer.
Is that scriptural?
Ist das,
Or is that some metaphysics?
Stimmt das von der Schrift her, oder ist das schon metaphysisch?
Am I scriptural? Because the Bible says the words that I speak to you, they are spirit.
And they are life.
Words don't die. Words, they don't die. When words, even if God speaks a word, that word remains there. If you are walking in the Spirit, you will hear the same word. So say, the words that I speak to you, I speak to all. What I say to you, I say to all. So how is it that he will say word in Jerusalem and you are in Port Harcourt, you are in Czech, you hear the same word? Why? That's what he was saying us yesterday. There's no distance. Because in the Spirit is one. I don't know if you understand. The Spirit is one. So if you are in the Spirit, you hear the same word. That's what Brassens used to say to us, but he used to say it in a different form. Okay, sometimes I say, maybe this brother, Brassens, some people will think he's very proud. I say, some people will think that Brassens is very proud. He says, I know they are not hearing from God. Because they're coming against me. He said they are coming against me, so I know they are not hearing from God.
Yeah.
So Ibaka said, what makes him think he's correct? Did you think like that? You have to forgive me. I said, what makes him think that he's the only one that's correct? Why is he so self-confident that if you are coming against me, then it means you are not hearing from God? Why is it not that maybe he is wrong and then you are the one right? But because he understood the principle. Because he understood that when God speaks a word, that word is there. It's one word. If God says, Brother A will marry Sister B. It is a word spoken in the spirit. The brother hears that word. The sister hears that word also. Sometimes the sister hears the word 2, 3, 4 years even before the man. And then the man is running all over the place. She sees him and is just laughing and she's praying. Then once upon a time, the word hits him and he wakes up. So, oh yes, I should marry this sister. And then he manages to get off his courage and crawls up to the sister. He's muttering and doing. He says, oh, yes, what do you want to say? He says, he says, yes, yes, go ahead. Say, is there anything you want to say? Because she heard the word a long time ago. And maybe some of the elders too who are praying, they have also heard that word. Isn't that so? So they know that something is going on. I used to tell my wife that immediately God speaks a word, that Brother A will marry Sister B, I will hear it. And I'm yet to fail. If it is 1 minute old, I know. Because the word is there in the spirit. So when the elders are praying, they're praying to hear the same word. That is what you call the witness. You go for the witness. So in the body, there will be a witness in the fellowship that these two people want to marry. It's the same word. That's what you call agreement. So the body works by agreement. Not by committee. We don't work by committee. We work by agreement. So, if God... there are certain people God says you are going to work with so and so person. I heard it very clear. Fine, I started functioning. The man comes and says, or the brother says, oh yeah, God says so. And I said, I already know. Because God has already spoken to me. No, I'm saying that, God tells you something about a brother or a sister. That you are going to work with that person. Or you are going to do something with him or with her. And then I start functioning. Then along the road, the brother or sister comes and says, well, this is what God is saying. I said, I already know. So welcome on board. Amen. So the body does not work by committee. But you see, amongst us, we say we it's body, body ministry. Body ministry means you carry everybody along. Is that how the body works? You don't carry the body along. I'm moving my hand. I'm not carrying the rest of the body along. The rest of the body is at peace with my hand that is moving. Because it's the function of the hand to move. So we are not, the body is not making progress because we want to do it by committee. Yes, that's our church. So God gives me a word.
Wenn der Herr mir ein Wort gibt,
I have to call all the people and convince everyone
dann muss ich zusammenrufen und jeden
that this is what God wants me to do.
Wort ist, was Gott mir jetzt gesagt hat.
We're not going anywhere.
Aber so funktioniert es nicht.
God says, let the body function.
Gott möchte, dass der Leib funktioniert.
So if God gives you a word,
wenn Gott dir eine,
you go to God and you pray. So if that's what you are saying,
wenn das ist, was du sagst,
let there be a confirmation in the body.
Dann gib mir die Bestätigung dafür.
So you pray. And you're looking for confirmation.
Right.
And God will bring it. And the scripture says, by the word of two or three witnesses, every word should be confirmed.
Yes.
So if the elders or the brethren are walking in the divine order, so we should be looking for witness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And God will not live himself without a witness.
Yes.
God will not live himself without a witness. There will always be a witness to what God has said. You know, so if we begin to repent of the way we are functioned, then God will kill this committee system. You will kill it. And if he kills the committee system, then he will bring in the real body ministry.
And then,
brethren, there is going to be an explosion. In the body. Because people will just do what God wants them to do. You know, I mean, look at the heart. You know, some brethren in the fellowship, they say, oh, that I'm not being encouraged to function. That some ministries are more prominent than others. Oh, it's okay, because the brethren don't want my ministry, I won't do anything anymore. I say, really? Okay, I say, let's do an experiment. Everyone, say to your heart,
sagt eurem Herzen,
stop beating.
Hör auf zu schlagen.
Can we do that now?
Können wir das mal alle versuchen?
After the count of two,
ich zähle bis zwei,
command your heart to stop beating.
Und dann sagt eurem Herzen, hör auf zu schlagen.
Yeah, wasting your time.
Funktioniert das?
Because the heart will continue to beat.
Es wird trotzdem weiter schlagen.
Whether you tell the heart to stop beating or to beat, it will function.
Egal, was du ihm sagst.
Hallelujah. That's how the body works. So if God puts you in the body to function, you don't need an encouragement to function. You don't need a discouragement to function. Whether they encourage you or they discourage you, so it shouldn't be of any consequence. Because God, unless it is man that put you there, Paul said, I am an apostle by God, not of man.
Paulus sagt, ich bin ein Apostel des Herrn, nicht des Menschen.
So because he was not appointed by man or of man, he functioned.
Weil du nicht eingesetzt bist durch Menschen, funktionierst du.
Whatever situation he was functioning.
Egal wie die Situation ist, du funktionierst.
He says, God, before whom I stand and whose I am and all those, he knew it was God.
Er sagte, es ist Gott, vor dem ich stehe und der mich eingesetzt hat. Er wusste seine Position, er kannte sie.
And the devil couldn't stop him.
Und der Feind konnte ihn nicht abhalten.
No matter what the devil did, he couldn't stop him.
Egal, was der Teufel versuchte, er konnte ihn nicht
put him in prison, he was functioning.
Er hat ihn ins Gefängnis geworfen.
He brought him out of prison, he was functioning.
Oder aus dem Gefängnis wieder raus. Was
they bound him, he was functioning.
Er hat immer seinen Dienst getan, egal.
They threw him, false brethren came, he was functioning. Brethren, let us function.
Hallelujah.
So you don't need an approval from any man.
Deshalb brauchen wir unsere Bestätigung nicht von
as long as God approves you,
solange der Herr dich bestätigt,
you give life to the body.
Gibst du dem, Leben dem Körper.
So the heart will give life. That's his job.
Leben geben, das ist unsere Aufgabe.
You can't do anything else but to pump.
Das Herz hat die Aufgabe, Leben zu geben, und es kann nur pumpen.
If you see how the heart is arranged, they have special muscles in the heart.
Das Herz ist sehr speziell aufgebaut.
That special muscles that you have in the heart. And everything about the heart muscle is to pump.
Alles, was der Herzmuskel tun kann, ist pumpen.
In fact, it has lost any other function, but to it's so specialized that all it wants to do is to pump blood.
Es ist so spezialisiert das Herz, dass es wirklich nur pumpen möchte.
It can't even do anything else.
Es kann gar nichts anderes.
And that's how God wants us to be in the body.
Und so möchte Gott, dass wir im Leib sind.
He said, he that teacheth, let him teach. He that prophesies, let him prophesy. Isn't that so? He that administers, let him administer.
Yes.
He that gives, let him give cheerfully. Isn't that so? So wherever God puts you, do it.
Egal, wo Gott dich hinstellt, tu das.
As unto the Lord. Amen.
Und bitte den Herrn.
You know, so if the body is functioning, everybody is doing his own maximally.
Wenn jetzt also jeder seine Sache tut,
it says every joint will supply. That which the body needs.
Genau das, was der Leib braucht.
And that the body working, you know, that English is too, it's too deep. It says the body working, make it for the growth of the body unto the defining of yourself in love. But I think what it means is that if every part is functioning, according to their maximum for ability, according to the direction of the head, then
yes,
yes, yeah. So the body will be growing. You know, onto the head, join onto, fitly joined to the head. So the connection in the body is in the spirit. So it's a physical body, but it's a spiritual body. So if there is a disagreement between me and my wife,
wenn es zwischen mir und meiner Frau Uneinheit gibt,
she knows.
Dann weiß sie das.
I know, not necessarily because of I could be smiling.
Nicht weil ich lächle oder nicht.
But there's no flow.
Yeah. Sondern weil nichts, es nicht fließt.
Because there are pipes connecting us.
Wir haben ja Verbindungen zwischen uns.
Is that what the scripture says? Zachariah,
in
chapter 4, said there are pipes connecting us.
Steht, das ist wie Schläuche,
Zachariah 4. Yes, Zachariah 5 said there's a piping. Said there are two olive trees. Yes, Zachariah 4. Said there are two olive trees in Zachariah 4. So by which they said there are pipes by which they pipe out oil to the body. Yes,
there's a flow.
So between the husband and wife, there is a connection.
Yes.
And between us as brethren, there is a connection. So you find that there is a flow. But what the devil does is to block up the flow. So that you don't see the flow. What will happen is that because if we're walking carnally,
wenn wir im Fleisch wandeln,
then we are not aware that there is a connection.
Dann sehen wir nicht, dass es diese Verbindung gibt.
So if we are actually sensitive, husband and wife,
aber wenn wir als Mann und Frau sensibel sind,
when there is no flow,
wenn da kein Fluss ist,
then you have to sit down, shut down, and deal with it. So that there's a flow.
So
even if you are physically separated, miles away or wherever, there's still a flow. You know, I was telling the sister, in the car yesterday. I said, when I wear a color, my wife wears exactly the same color. when I'm dressing up and I wear a color, I see that my wife wears exactly the same color. and then we'll come out and say, you're wearing blue, and I'm wearing blue. So sometimes you find that you didn't agree that you are going to wear the same color, but you just see yourself. Because there's a connection. Hallelujah. You know, say if If one is hurting, then everybody feels the hurt.
Wenn einer heiß ist, fühlen alle, dass es heiß ist.
So the weakness in the body is because we are not following the rules.
Und die Schwäche im Leib ist, weil wir nicht den Regeln folgen.
We're not maximizing the advantages.
Wir maximieren nicht die Vorteile.
In the structure of the body.
In der Struktur des Leibes.
You know, so I believe what God wants to do is to heal the body.
Ich glaube, dass was Gott tun möchte, ist, den Leib zu heilen.
Heal the flow.
Den Fluss wiederherzustellen.
I mean, why do you need cell phone?
Warum braucht man Mobiltelefone?
To tell your brother what should be done.
Um dem Bruder zu sagen, was passieren soll.
You have a better communication, isn't it?
Eine bessere Kommunikation.
It's not prayer. Hallelujah.
Das ist Gebet.
So if we are praying. And God gives a word, gives a direction. Hallelujah. Because that word is in the spirit. All that needs to be done is just for that brother to receive. But the thing is that there's a receiver that we have. There's a receiver. And also a transmitter. Do you know you have a receiver and a transmitter in you? And that's your spirit.
Das ist euer Geist.
Your spirit receives from God.
Yes.
Euer Geist empfängt von Gott.
And also transmits
und gibt
to God. Do you know you transmit spirits?
Yes.
And that you can also receive spirits.
Dass man Geister annehmen.
The same thing is that you receive information from God and you also transmit information.
Kommt Information und schickt sie wieder
raus. You give offering.
Man gibt ein Opfer.
And you also receive ministry.
Und man empfängt einen Dienst.
Do you know that there's an aroma that goes from you?
Und von dir geht ein Aroma aus.
That you can be a sweet aroma, isn't it so?
Duft sein kannst.
And you can perceive the sweet aroma.
Und
hallelujah.
Aroma kann man auch
and when the aroma is, when you feel the wrong spirit, you know.
Und wenn man einen falschen Geist fühlt, dann merkt man das.
So the church is on the wrong side of the spirit. So we are so carnal.
Wir sind so fleischlich.
But God says, enough is enough.
Denn genug ist genug.
We need to wake up.
Wir müssen da aufwachen.
And that's what the world is using.
Und das nutzt die Welt.
Now they are developing a phone that you can, when you think, it rings.
Es gibt mittlerweile Telefone, dass man, wenn man daran denkt,
You think it rings.
Wenn du an etwas denkst, dann funktioniert es.
They used to have an aeroplane.
Es gab sogar auch ein Flugzeug.
That is flown by the mind.
Das durch Gehirnströme geflogen werden kann.
You know, so you control it by the thoughts.
Man, ja, es funktioniert die Gedanken.
So these guys are playing around with what we have.
Are
you right there in your scripture?
Und dort in der Schrift.
But you know, God has given it to us, but we feel that it's spirit. It's too spiritual for us.
Viele denken, oder es mag sein, dass wir das alles als zu geistlich empfinden.
And that's why God said, you are a Sadducee.
Aber Gott sagt.
God told me you are a Sadducee. Sadducee.
Yes, Gott sagt, ihr seid Sadduzäer.
Because the Sadducees are afraid of spirits.
Denn die Sadduzäer haben Angst vor dem Geist.
They say there are no spirits.
Sagen, es gibt keinen Geist.
There's no resurrection.
Es gibt auch keine Wiederauferstehung.
Hallelujah. Brethren, we are not Sadducees.
Amen. Wir wollen keine Sadduzäer sein.
We are of the spirit.
Wir sind aus dem Geist.
You know, I tell people, how can you say you are carnal when you belong to the heavens?
Wie kann man sagen,
How many of us know that you belong to the heavens? You are a celestial, light.
Mm-hmm.
You dwell in the earth. Eh?
In den Himmel.
That is rotating around the sun, isn't it so? And the earth is rotating on its own, isn't it so?
Auch die Erde bewegt sich um die Sonne.
And it's in communication with the stars and the moon. The things you plant is determined by the movement of the moon and the stars.
Die Bäume verstehen die Mondphasen.
the food you ate this morning was determined by the stars. We are heavenly people.
Wir sind Menschen des Himmels.
And even the food you are eating, is what you really want is ATP. What you want is one little spirit called ATP. What when you eat physical food,
wenn man esse, was isst,
what you want is the energy.
Energy. Was, so? Was man daraus braucht, mm-hmm. ist die Energie.
What you want is energy. Mm-hmm. And it's in a little packet of energy called ATP. It's a chemical.
Von Energie.
But you don't see it.
Man muss essen.
You when you eat physical food, that it quickens your body.
Wenn man eine bestimmte Diät isst, dann erquickt das den Körper.
It's based on a spiritual principle.
Auch das basiert auf einem geistlichen Prinzip.
So the body is a spirit.
Also ist der Leib auch ein Geist.
The body is a spirit.
Der Leib ist ein Geist.
It's manifesting naturally. But it can come to a point when it will not manifest naturally.
Aber es zeigt sich nicht nur natürlich.
How will you explain the resurrection?
Ich freue mich auf die Auferstehung.
Some bodies have been cremated.
Manche Körper wurden verbrannt.
The particles have been dispersed all over the world.
Auch ihre ganzen Partikel sind verteilt auf der ganzen Welt.
And you believe that at the resurrection it will come together.
Aber trotzdem wissen wir, dass mit der
How come?
Auferstehung.
How is it going to come together? By magic?
Durch die Zauberei?
No.
Nein, bestimmt nicht.
By the principle in the body.
Sondern durch das Prinzip im Leib.
Hallelujah. Because the scripture says the body is for the Lord.
Denn es heißt, der Leib gehört dem Herrn.
God made your body for himself.
Yes. Gott hat dein Leib für ihn.
And God said, God is a spirit.
Und Gott ist Geist.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit.
Und die, die ihn anbeten,
So in other words, so the body is a spectrum.
Andersrum gesagt, ist der Leib ein Spektrum.
It can be physical.
Es kann physisch sein.
It can be spiritual.
Geistig sein.
Depending on whichever it wants or whatever you want it to be.
Und es ist das, was du möchtest, dass es
So Scripture says, man shall not eat by bread alone.
Und das heißt doch in der Schrift, der Mensch lebt nicht von Brot allein.
See, man, this body doesn't have to consist by bread alone. But it can. There is something that it needs. It needs the Word of God. I say the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
So what the body needs is life. If it has life, then it will be fresh. Adam didn't always eat bread. He took bread when he wanted. Amen. And Jesus took bread when he wanted.
Auch Jesus hat Brot gegessen, wann er es wollte.
He ate fish when he wanted. What just to?
Fisch gegessen, wann er es wollte.
Yeah. If he didn't want to eat fish, well, fine.
Wenn er keinen Fisch wollte, dann hat er keinen Fisch gegessen.
He had another energy.
Yes. Er hatte noch eine weitere Energie.
That was renewing his physical body.
Hallelujah. Leib wiederhergestellt hat, oder erneuert hat,
so it is that God is bringing the church into the right order, into the right place.
Gott sagt, dass er die Gemeinde in die richtige Position
You know, where we are going to be renewed, but by the power and the life of God.
Durch die Kraft des Lebens und durch das Leben Gottes wiederhergestellt.
Daniel proved it.
Daniel hat das
is it
gezeigt.
Daniel proved it.
Daniel hat das bewiesen.
They were eating all the king's meat. I mean, if you go to go east, you know, they have 17 courses of meal.
Wenn man weiter in den Osten geht, gibt es 17
Gänge. You sit down to meal, you eat 17 courses.
Wenn man sich hinsetzt zum Essen, gibt es 17 Gänge.
We eat 3 courses and we are full.
Wir essen vielleicht 3 Gänge und sind schon voll.
But the king's table was 17 or even more courses of food.
Könige haben vielleicht 17 Gänge gehabt.
To be well nourished.
Damit sie wohl genährt sind.
Daniel only had one. So just give me a pause.
Gib mir nur eine Pause.
And I'll be healthy.
Und das wird mir reichen.
And at the end of the day, he was more healthy.
Und dann am Ende
than the ones that are eating king's meat. So what was God trying to say?
Was möchte Gott uns sagen damit?
You know, he walked in a newer dimension of life.
Dass er in einer neuen Dimension des Lebens
so he was renewed by the energy of God.
Er wurde genährt durch
was his brain cells were working better.
Und seine, Gehirnzellen haben besser.
He was more intelligent.
Er war intelligenter.
His mechanism, everything in his body was functioning at hyper level. When they were in the wilderness, they were eating manna morning.
Ist man manna?
Manna afternoon.
Die Israeliten haben manna. Manna am Mittag, manna am Abend.
Manna in the night.
Immer zu manna.
They baked it, fried it, did all sorts of it. It was still manna.
Haben's gebacken, gekocht, wie auch immer zubereitet, und es war immer manna.
There was no heart transplant.
Es gab keine
No skin transplant.
Keine anderen Krankheiten transplant.
No liver transplant.
Keine Lebertransplantation.
They were healed.
Sondern sie waren geheilt.
They were healthy.
Sie waren gesund.
The desert didn't burn them.
Sie haben blauen
Himmel. I mean, you know, desert is very harsh. The skin will dry. Mm-hmm. You know, but their skin did not dry.
Sie waren in der Wüste. Normalerweise würde dann die Haut austrocknen.
It was oiled by manna. And the scripture says that manna was angels' food.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said a man ate angels' food for 40 years. And here we have something better than angels, isn't it so? Here we have something better than angels' food. We have the living bread that came down from heaven.
Praise God.
Say, I am the bread that came down from heaven. So if you are eating Christ,
wenn man Christus isst,
if you are receiving life from Christ,
und aus ihm das Leben empfangen,
brethren, we should be alive.
Dann werden wir leben.
We should be well.
Yeah.
We should grow out of the hospitals.
Dann sollen wir aus
dem we should grow out of all the things that are telling us. All those things. We should
Praise
grow out of.
God.
Wir werden darüber hinauswachsen.
We should come into divine life. Because of the divine energy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God is changing things, brethren. But I find that within me, I still want the old order, you know, the old way of doing things. But we're coming to a new dispensation. And I'm seeing that gospel is changing. Everything is changing. It's a new principle. It's a new day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if you're walking by divine principle,
wenn man im falschen Prinzip sich,
it will even affect your economy.
Dann wird es auch die Wirtschaft beeinflussen.
Because when they were in the wilderness,
wenn man in right. der Wüste ist,
God provided for every household.
Da hat Gott jedem Haushalt das Richtige gegeben.
He provided for every household, everything they needed.
Er hat jedem das gegeben, was er brauchte.
When they moved, they changed their physical arrangements.
Haben sie ihre physischen Arrangements
and they still had enough to go. Hallelujah. You know, so I think, I don't know, I just feel God speaking to us about the body. That there is a new order coming in the body. And I think it's an adjustment we all have to make. To begin to understand the proper way in which the body functions.
Hallelujah.
If you remember that vision that Brother Sens had,
you
saw the different organs in the body.
Yes.
And God says, don't interfere with my body.
Und Gott sagte, tue meinem Leib nichts an.
I'm in control of my body.
Ich habe die Kontrolle.
And he saw the different parts functioning and working. So I think God is bringing us into the reality of that.
Gott möchte uns da hineinbringen, diese Realität.
So everyone will have to find their place in the body and stay there.
Du musst Amen. Jeder seinen Teil im Leib finden und auch dort bleiben.
And if God say do this, just do it.
Und wenn Gott dir sagt, tu diese Aufgabe, tu sie.
If the brethren are walking in Christ also.
Wenn die Brüder auch in Christus wandeln.
As God gives you a word.
Und so wenn der Herr dir
He will also give it to them. And confirm in their mind that brother is doing what I've asked him to do.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So Paul says, you do not need letters of commendation from us.
So dass man keine
Because there is a witness in your heart that we are the ministers of God. You know, so you don't need to carry a letter of testimony. Say, look, I'm from this, I'm from that. Because the testimony is already given. You have a bigger testimony. That's in your heart. That, say, this man is a man of God. This one is not a minister of God. The words are right. Everything is correct. But the signboard, the electronic board within you, is saying, is giving you a danger saying, something is wrong, something is wrong. And you know, for a long time, we have not walked by those principles. You know, so the power to overcome, the power to put down the enemy is within us. So that before the enemy comes in, we already know. Now, there is an anointing that is coming on the body. The anointing of the lampstand. You know, the Bible says, when you have wisdom, what it does is that it helps you to depart from iniquity. Now, why is it that we walk into errors, transgression, into sin? Because we have not been anointed by the spirit of wisdom. The Bible says the seven spirits of God. So Jesus was anointed with the seven spirits of God. And I believe that that's an anointing that is coming on the body. Spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge. It's a quick understanding in the fear of God. And because we are anointed, we will see the evil. We will hide. Hallelujah. So the thing about simplicity, God will take it away out of our hearts. So we can see evil. When something God wants to work something against us, when the devil wants to work, we're able to discern what he wants to do exactly. How did Jesus know their thoughts? He knew their thoughts. He knew what they were thinking. He knew what they were planning. And he just walked out. So if you are preaching there, you're going to be like Jesus. Then you are saying that all those manifestations, we are going to get it. So it's going to be in the body. There will be discernment in the body. And not just for ministry, but for personal use. But for us. For our own use. For the use of the body. And then for the use of the nations.
Amen.
For the use of the nations. With you, we can judge the angels. We can judge the spirits. Because God is fitting us up. Hallelujah. We come into government. But you see, you cannot be talking about government when you cannot bring government here first. So God is working in us. To take away the simplicity. The scripture says that when I was a child, I talked like a child, I behaved like a child. And so we see through a glass darkly, it's not so dimly. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And we see face to face. Hallelujah. We see clearly. We prophesy in part. We know in part. But now we shall know as we are known. So he's talking about the new dimension of knowing. of seeing,
das Sehen,
of perceiving,
das Empfangen,
and of walking.
Und das Wandeln.
Can you imagine Adam? He named all the animals. Adam named all the animals.
Yeah.
I mean, he was alive in God.
Er war lebendig.
And God is taking us beyond Adam.
Und Gott hat uns weitergeführt als Adam.
Into the image of the new Adam. He says, if we are born the image of the last Adam, of the first Adam, then we must also bear the image of the last Adam.
Yes.
So as he is, so are we in this world. So God wants us, brethren, to move forward. The church needs to move forward. We need to pull away from shore. We are tied down so long to this mountain. We need to pull away from the shore. Hallelujah. We need to move in God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to come into our inheritance, our heritage in God.
Amen.
And there's going to be an explosion in the body.
There'll
be so much knowledge, so much wisdom, so much revelation, ministry, and it's going to be awesome.
Hallelujah.
The devil will not know what hit him. Because these guys are fully kitted. They are fully kitted. In the night, information is coming. In the day, information is coming. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of this. Discernment, dreams, revelation. It's going to explode. Hallelujah. And God will give us detail of what the devil is doing.
Über das, was er tun möchte.
Yes. Brother Bot already had a foretaste.
Wir hatten schon einen Vorgeschmack.
Hallelujah. I'm sure he will say it better than me.
Bert hatte einen Vorgeschmack davon.
But God took him right into the room of the devil. Hallelujah. God took him to the room of the devil.
Gott nahm ihn in Zimmer des Teufels.
And began to expose all that they were planning. Isn't that so? It is going to be a daily experience.
Yes.
Amen. It's going to be a daily experience. Before he plans, we already know what he wants to do. And we destroy it. That's what was happening in Israel, isn't it also? With Syria. The king will plan, and before he makes a move,
yes,
the king of Israel knows what he wants to do. And right now, it is once in a blue moon that happens. Once in a very long while, it happens.
And
we are so excited.
But it
is going to be a daily experience. Hallelujah. You don't have to look for it. It's going to be there. There will be eyes. There will be ears. There will be discernment in the body. I said, by this shall all men know.
Und so werden alle wissen.
Because they are my disciples, by the love.
Weil sie meine Jünger sind.
You know, so the love is going to comfort in the body.
Wird die Liebe in Leib sein.
You know, in bearing of one another, in releasing one another, in just doing what we should do.
Indem wir einfach das tun, was wir tun müssen.
You know, so I believe God has brought healing today. To our bodies. And to the body of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You know, to realize that the body is a spiritual body.
Amen.
It says a man will marry a woman.
Das heißt, der Mensch wird eine Frau heiraten.
Say, I speak of the mystery.
Und es ist ein Geheimnis
of the body.
Des Leibes.
And I actually speak of Christ and the bride. So, the body is a mystery.
Der Leib ist also ein Geheimnis.
Even naturally, we don't all know.
Auch natürlich gesehen.
Then the workings of the body is even greater mystery.
Und das Geistliche sei noch größeres Geheimnis.
But the things that have been mystery, he's revealing to us by his spirit.
Aber Gott zeigt uns dieses Geheimnis durch seinen Geist.
So we are beginning to realize that there is more to this than we can see.
So dass wir sehen, dass es mehr gibt, als wir wissen.
That this is much more interesting than we thought.
Viel interessanter, als wir
So, brethren, if there's any time to get involved in the things of God, it's now. If you want to make an investment, put it on the body. If you really want to walk, walk in the body. Find your place in the body. And go and sell everything you have and bring it and invest it in the body. That is the only investment that will not fail. Because the body is for the Lord.
Denn der Leib ist für den Herrn.
If there's anything you know that is for the Lord, it's the body.
Auch wenn du es nicht weißt, aber der Leib ist für den
Say, of his flesh and of his bones.
Und sein Fleisch und sein Bein.
And may I add the blood also.
Und auch das Blut.
So you have the flesh, you have the bones, you have the blood.
Du hast also das Fleisch, die Knochen und das Blut.
Everything in it gives life.
Und alles das gibt Leben.
You know, you see some fruits, they say it's packed with vitamins.
In Früchten sind ganz viele Vitamine.
So if you eat this fruit, it's packed with vitamins and free radicals and all those things.
Und wenn man diese Früchte isst, die voll sind mit Vitaminen und mit
Ballstoffen, the body is packed with life.
Dann gibt das dem Körper Leben.
And God wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. Amen.
Sodass auch unser Körper mehr Leben bekommt.
So this was not supposed to be a preaching.
Ich wollte eigentlich
It was just something that came. And I just felt that maybe we should just break bread and benefit with this from this power and life.
Und von dieser Kraft, nehmen.
And that's why we need women in the eldership.
Und das machen wir in der Ältestenschaft.
I hope you will permit me.
Ich hoffe, ihr seid eins mit mir.
See, already there's bread and there's wine.
Es gibt schon Wein und Brot.
I didn't know how they were going to do it. I just said, is it possible to have bread
and wine? Nicht, ob es möglich wäre, aber jetzt
and the women, they have put it together.
Die Frauen haben es zusammengestellt.
So I hope the brothers will listen out.
I'll
let the women be.
Sure.
I said, I hope the brothers will loosen out.
Loosen?
Loosen. Let's relax.
Ich hoffe, dass die Brüder jetzt sich entspannen können. Ich will
I let the women be. I let the women be. I mean, how can a man be an elder and his wife is not functioning in eldership?
Is that? Wie kann ein Mann ein Ältester sein und seine Frau
nicht? How will it? How can I function without my wife? I'll be dead. It's not possible.
Ich kann ohne sie nicht funktionieren.
And by the way, the scripture says there's neither male or female.
Und übrigens steht auch in der Schrift, dass weder
You know we're hypocritical, huh? You know we're hypocritical. You know when we are advantaged, yes, the scripture is fine. When we are not disadvantaged, you will bring and say male and female.
Wir sind manchmal sehr gespalten. An manchen Stellen nehmen wir genau das, was in der Bibel steht. An anderen gefällt es uns nicht, und da sagen wir stimmt.
So when it's convenient for us, yes, there's neither male or female.
Ja, dann gibt es Mann und Frau. Wenn es
You know, but when it doesn't favor us, we say yes. You know, so we twist the word of God.
So verdrehen wir manchmal das Wort Gottes.
So if there is neither male or female.
Und wenn da also steht, dass weder Mann noch
Frau. What the scripture says.
So steht es.
That in Christ there is neither male or female, isn't it? In Christ
gibt es weder Mann noch Frau.
Where it says the man is the elder.
Wo es heißt, der Mann ist der Älteste.
So in the spirit.
Im Geist aber.
The man cannot function without his wife. That's what God does.
Kann der Mann ohne seine Frau nicht funktionieren.
It's a temporary arrangement.
Now you're talking. So male and female is a temporary arrangement.
Mann und Frau ist eine
Zeit. You see, in the resurrection.
Amen.
You don't have
Hallelujah.
So if you're walking in Christ, the more spiritual you become, there's an equalization. So if the church is going to function in the spirit, you need people who can do this. In the split second, it's all done. If it was me, honestly, I would still be thinking, how well, like, maybe I thought, are they going to go to market to go and buy bread? And all. In my mind, I would say, I don't know how they would do it well. They just walked out and came back and the bread is there.
Amen.
In 2 minutes. And that's why we have a problem in the local groups.
Yes.
Because the women are not there.
Yeah.
Although the women can also cause problems. You may make a lot of cause problems. Because they have their weaknesses, is it also? The men also have their weaknesses. Hallelujah. So we need to be more natural and get the flavors. We need the men there, we need the women to get the flavor.
Amen.
You know, sometimes the men only look at just one aspect of the problem. They're not looking at the emotional, the human aspects of the problem. Which the women will see very easily. And besides, the women are more sensitive spiritually anyway. It is a wise man who listens to his wife.
Amen.
A wise man listens to his wife. Say, honey, I don't like that man. I don't like that business proposal. Oh, no, we have everything all worked out. The woman says, there is something in me that doesn't like that man. So, honey, you are biased against him. So, bro, Martin, be very careful of that man. Oh, no, the man says, if I come to Prague, he will do so and so for me. I just said, well, be very careful. I don't just feel right.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the man is a thief. The man has a sweet tongue. He wants to run away with the money. You give him the money, he runs away. And the woman has sensed the spirit, isn't that so? But that's how it is in the body. There are parts of the body that are more sensitive than the others. There are parts of the body you don't know their function. They are there. We don't know what it means. There are many parts of the body you don't know what it means. But God put it there, he's doing something.
You know?
So I think we need to be more rounded up. In the groups. And just be natural. Of course, there are serious issues where, you know, you don't want the women to be there because they'll be too emotional, they can't handle. Also, there are also sensitive issues that the brother should not handle, the women should handle. There are sensitive issues that the men should not handle, only the women should handle also. And when the men handle it, they mess it up. And not the men. So it says, submit you one to another.
Aber, und dann trefft euch da.
So, the body is complete.
Und dann ist der Leib komplett.
Well, I know there are some who don't agree with this. So we go to God and we are praying or waiting for them.
Aber sie warten einfach auf sie, beten und warten.
And I'm sure he will bring all to that understanding.
Und ich denke auch, dass Gott alle zu diesem Verständnis bringen wird.
He will bring all of us to, yeah, as we pray for more, it will come.
Uns alle dahin bringen, dass sie alles verstehen.
I think the problem is that those of us who are ministering, we are not doing enough work.
Ich denke, das Problem ist, dass nicht alle das verstehen.
The problem is from those of us who are ministering the word. We are not doing enough work. We are not going to God to get the answers. We are not going to God to get the answers. This brother yesterday, he asked God a question. I'm sure before you finish that question, you had the answer. It's my experience. Each time I've gone to God with a problem, I said, look, what is this? If I finish speaking, the answer comes immediately.
That's my experience.
So I feel those who are ministering need to do more work.
Ich denke deshalb, dass die im Dienst stehen,
If the people have a problem with understanding something, part of it may be the way we are presenting it. And one issue is dressing. My wife says, you are now the minister of dressing. I said, I don't mind. My wife says, I'm now the minister of dressing, clothes. I said, I don't mind. Because I went to God and God began to open something else to me. He showed me a different approach. Which I think if we present, we'll be able to get the truth home. And many other issues we have not really cared enough. Like we were saying yesterday, we have no interest. The interest is not there. Because if we had interest, we would go to God. See, there is a problem. How do we approach it? How do we preach this word so that people can understand? Because sometimes people don't understand. They don't know why. So if you tell a woman, why shouldn't you wear trousers? It makes me smart. The woman says, it makes me smart. It's good for me. It protects me from cold. I look nice in pants. So what problem do you have with it? There is women pants. So men, you wear your own pants. We are women, we wear our own pants. What problem do you have with that? And you can't say anything else. Because the approach is wrong. But if we go to God and ask God, show us a better way of putting it.
Yes.
The problem is solved. Priesthood has to do with clothing. Priesthood has to do with clothing. The clothes you wear speak of your consecration. The clothes you wear speak of your consecration. Now, if you understand that, that the most important aspect of priesthood has to do with clothes. The clothes you wear, they have everything to do with your priesthood. You cannot be a priest without putting on costume. It is the costume you wear that consecrates you as a priest. And the jury is out. The jury is out. The jury is out. The result is
deliberating.
And he brought out the message. The result is very clear. Okay. No, what that means is that if you understand that, then you will not argue about clothes. Because every believer is a priest. Every believer is a priest. That's number one. Number two, your body is the temple of God.
Yes.
Your body is the temple of God.
Yes.
And it doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. Now, if you say your body belongs to you, then you are a rebel. The spirit of rebellion is working in you. Then you are in trouble. They are in trouble. And the rebellion is witchcraft.
Rebellion is hexerei.
So the grounds are there for us to be able to come across with what God is saying. And this happened because I went to God and I said, God, I want you to show me. There must be a better way of doing this. And I think it has to do with the care of the body, the care, you know, that he was telling us yesterday. If we are really interested, Then we'll go to him and say, Lord, what do we do? There's a problem here. How do we get the brethren to understand what you are saying? Moses did it. He went. He said, look, we have a problem here. What, there are some people who were not there, you know, during the Passover. What do we do? Say, look, there are these girls. Everyone in their family is a girl. How they go to inherit their father's property? The daughters of Zelophehad, isn't that so? Moses saw the face of the Lord, for that matter.
Yeah.
And God gave him the solution. So, brethren, I don't think there's anything that's so difficult that we cannot really go to God and get a solution.
Yeah.
When we go to God, God will begin to expose it.
Make it very clear.
So I believe that that we are in for a great time. It's going to be exciting. We are coming to a new dispensation in Christ.
Oh, amen.
The world is going to change. The gospel is going to change. The practice is going to change. The structure of the church is even changing. And of course, everything is going to change. For the better. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe that we're going to get better results. And I put it down to a new visitation from God. You know, and a new anointing in the body. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I think the bread is there. So I think it's...
Us.